games on the schedule?
No!
That doesn't stop us from talking football. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Here are your hosts, past WFCA President Tom Swiddle and WSSP High School Insider Big Time Mike McGiver.
Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Swiddle. We had to cut Doug Sarver loose. He's heading up to Whitewater. He's going to be ready for you when you get there in an
You'll
hour.
You'll be ready.
Right?
Hopefully he's got all the work done.
Yeah, that ain't happening. No, he's up there. He's going to be shaking hands, kissing babies. I'll tell you what, man, and you know, we say this when he's here, but Doug Sarver does a heck of a job for the WFCA, man.
Part of my association with the WFCA, then the reason I like doing all the things that I do with the association are the people I work with. And Doug Sarver is just typical of the individuals who do so much for the state of Wisconsin and football in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, and you know, we talked about the tie with Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. Again, chw.org/WFCA to get information on the game. And also, if you feel led to donate to this really worthy cause. We obviously are big fans of the work that Children's Hospital of Wisconsin does. And we are joined now by the Regional Special Events Manager at Children's Hospital, Sarah Montanati. Sarah, how are you today?
I'm great, Mike. How are you? Hi, Tom.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, first you're getting involved real deeply with the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Game. How are things going for you?
Things are going very well. I kind of jumped in feet first and knew not a ton about football. I don't claim to know a lot even now, but I have had great experiences with the association, with the coaches, with the players who are doing excellent fundraising work for our children.
You know, Sarah, the first hour of the show, we talked a lot about the game and we talked about these kids. And from my experience and talking to the coaches and players who have played it, played in the game in the past, they go up to Whitewater, go to Oshkosh tomorrow with the idea of playing in an all-star football game. And once it's over, the week is over, the game itself is almost secondary sometimes. They learn so much about Children's Hospital and the great work that you guys do. They get a chance to meet other players that are going to be friends of theirs for the rest of their lives. And the fact that the money that they've raised is going to go to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin to do good work, it's such a win-win for everybody involved.
That's so true. And, you know, for a lot of these players, I would say for the majority, this is really their first taste in philanthropy, right? So we engage the participants in giving back to Children's Hospital. We, throughout the week at camp, they are able to meet our champions, which are past or current patients of Children's Hospital. And that really, what I have heard, is really the pinnacle of the event, or the week, I'm sorry. I think that the players really, when they get to meet our champions, really, it comes full circle for them. All of the hard work that they've been doing for months and months to raise money for this game and for the kids, they get to meet these kids and they realize how impactful their hard work has been.
Hey,
so it's a wonderful experience.
Sarah, I think the same thing's going to happen for you in the reverse.
I do too.
Do you know, you live in the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin world. And so now you're going to step out and you're going to be surrounded with student athletes that are going to care a lot about who you are and what you do and how you do what you do. And I think at least for the first year when this is new for you, you're going to be a different person Saturday night when that thing is over than you are now.
I would wholeheartedly agree. I'll tell you that my predecessor, who has been doing this event now for the ninth year for the partnership, she has said that this will be the greatest week of my career so far, which is really exciting. The boys that I got to meet at the kickoff event back in the spring, it was interesting to meet them because at that time it was, you know, they were learning about what the All-Star game entailed and what fundraising was going to mean. And they were, you know, sort of wide-eyed and curious and a little bit nervous that they had to raise, you know, the funds that we were asking them to raise. And I'll tell you, the majority of these boys went so well above and beyond the minimum fundraising requirement. And I'm just so excited for it to all come to fruition this week.
You know, Sarah, sort of a theme is what it means to the players and learning about Children's Hospital and so on. But the fact of the matter is there are a lot of players in this game who have either themselves had a personal experience with Children's Hospital, with care there, or a family member. My son, for example, he had eye surgery at Children's Hospital at 18 months old. And boy, all the visits we've made through the years to Children's Hospital with that. And for him, it's a special significance that he's now able to play in this game.
Yeah, that's really a great thing. I'm glad you mentioned that, because so the players are able to create personal fundraising pages that help, that they can share with friends and family, that really help their fundraising efforts. And they're able to customize those, their stories to say, you know, I was a Children's Hospital patient. This is my story, and this is why I play the game. Or I have a friend at church. I'm playing the game for her in her honor because she was a Children's Hospital patient. And what wonderful opportunity for them to be able to raise money for the hospital who took great care of either themselves or their friends and family.
Yeah, Sarah, that's you know, an incredible point, Tom, that you bring up, that you know there are personal stories that almost everybody I know, and like I said, I have two kids, three grandsons, and I live probably 7 minutes from Children's Hospital. And we were there, my son was there probably a few more times than my daughter, but you know, there's such respect. My wife is a registered nurse, and there's such respect for Children's Hospital. Sarah, and again, you that's the bubble you live in, but outside of that, you have to understand that there's so much love for this hospital and the work that you guys do, that it's really incredible. And the fact that you're tying in with the WFCA and these student athletes, I think, is just a perfect tie-in. And the fact that we can raise the kind of money that we're talking about. Sarah, the last time when I kept saying that we're getting close to a number, and we don't need to talk about the number, but I'm giving people a way to donate online, and we still have time for people to do that, correct?
We do, yes. Up until game day, we have people have an opportunity to give, so that the web address that you had mentioned before, chw.org/WFCA, is where people can go and make a donation on behalf of a specific player. They can research, or they can search for a specific player. Otherwise, they can make a general donation to the hospital that way.
Hey, Sarah, before we get to a break, can you talk a little bit about what your title is, Special Events Manager at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin? I got a chance to do some research on you and went on LinkedIn and read some things. There's a lot of, you know, special events manager, there's a lot of things that come with that.
There is. So my role with the hospital is I work in the foundation, and all of our efforts are based on raising money that helps the hospital. So my role specifically within the foundation is I manage all of the regional special events that raise money. So the WFCA All-Star Game is one great example. People coming together in the community, wanting to hold an event for whatever reason to raise money for the hospital. So I'm about 8 months into my position, and it's been an incredible ride so far. I'll say that.
Hey, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, Sarah, I want to talk to you a little bit about what your expectations are and how you're going, where you're going to be this week. I want to talk a little bit of day-to-day stuff, and I'm sure that nobody's going to ask you to go coach the offensive line or any of that stuff.
Maybe.
But let's see if we can't let people know what you're going to be doing this week. And again, go to chw.org/WFCA to get more information on the game. The games, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 6 o'clock next Saturday up at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh. And if you're feeling led, hit that donate online button and help us out. We're really close to a number that we're hoping to get to. On the other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation with Sarah. Again, she is the Regional Special Events Manager at Children's Hospital. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, Tom Swiddle, former head football coach at Brookfield East. He is coaching in the big school, right? Large school.
Large school.
South.
Divisions 1 through 3.
Man, those are the, well, they're all going to be good
games.
They're
all good players. Yeah.
They're all good players.
In every level. 8-man on up.
Yeah, you bet. And next week at University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, again, 10 o'clock for 8-man, 2 o'clock for the small schools, 6 p.m. for the big schools. We're also joined in studio. We're going to wait till next segment, but he's here, so we're bringing him in. J.P. Kadorn, Time Warner Cable Sports.
Got it.
Hey, it's good to see you, J.P.
Good to see you.
Yeah, I love the beard, man.
Hey, vacation beard is going strong. We're 8 days in? Nine days in?
It looks good,
and it's
man.
It's getting a swift dismissal tomorrow evening. So.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to shave it off for your wife's birthday today, JP?
No, well, this is this is birth month, okay? Today is her friends coming up from Chicago to celebrate. Tuesday is our night to celebrate. Wednesday is her actual birthday with family.
Oh,
this is literally one of three.
Love you, honey.
It's an expensive month, I'm telling you.
Oh, we're blessed. We're blessed.
We are also joined on the line, the Regional Special Events Manager for Children's Hospital, Sarah Montanati. Hey, JP, we've been talking with Sarah and throughout the show about this is more than a game, and you cover it. For Time Warner Cable Sports, and I think you have probably had that feeling as well early on in this thing. And we love to see the best of the best play against each other, but when you get the backstories on what happened to these kids as far as their mindset about midweek when they start finding out more about Children's Hospital is pretty incredible.
Yeah. First of all, hey, Sarah. As you guys mentioned, I was listening last segment, and It starts off as a football game, but by the end of the week, I mean, football game is seriously the last thing on their minds because it's the friendships, it's the camaraderie that they have, and then they're, you know, there's a minimum that kids need to raise, you know, but some kids, the way that they go above and beyond, it's unbelievably inspiring to watch these kids.
Well, and I love that part of it because, and Sarah talked about this, this might be the first time that these guys get involved in that world. And they're a little nervous, maybe a little shy about how to ask, and then they start rolling, and they realize if they get creative and they realize where the money's going, how important it is for these kids to do this, and it becomes fairly easy for them. It's not like asking somebody to buy a candy bar.
No.
Somebody doesn't like chocolate. This money is going to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, and I would think that 90% of the time that they ask for help, the people they're asking have a story about Children's Hospital.
Absolutely. And I just know through the fundraising that my son did for this game and the fundraising that I did, people are more than willing to give something for such a great reason.
Yeah, I think that's, go ahead, Sarah.
I was just going to say that's one of the reasons why my job is so easy. Because, part of my responsibility with the special event management is that I raise money for the hospital and I go and ask for sponsorships for events. And it's likely in some way that Children's has touched all of these people that I'm asking in their community in some shape or form. And so it's really easy for me to ask for money for such a great organization.
You know, Sarah, you've mentioned this is the 9th year of our partnership with Children's Hospital, and looking at the number of games and the number of fundraising efforts on the behalf of Children's Hospital, the WFCA has really had a chance to impact patients at Children's Hospital. What are some of the ways that you've used the money raised through this game?
Sure. Sure. So one of the most recent ways the WFCA has given back to the hospital is they support the teen lounge. And if you don't know about the teen lounge in our Milwaukee hospital, it's where our patients who are the ages 12 through 21 who are receiving inpatient or outpatient services, they can visit the teen lounge. So it's a place that they can feel like they can hang out with their peers. They have appropriate activities for their age groups. They can, you know, feel like a normal teen in a hospital environment.
You know, Sarah, Dan Brunner and myself, we shot a commercial several years ago in the teen lounge at Children's Hospital. And I just want you to know, I got hustled by one of your patients in foosball badly.
Well, I'll tell you that often our physicians and our nurses go in and hang out with our patients at the teen lounge, and you'll see our doctors playing, you know, air hockey with our patients in the teen lounge, and it's I can imagine it's a competitive area.
Yes.
Hey, Sarah, what is your week like? Will you travel to Whitewater and Oshkosh, or do you stay put until game day?
Nope, I am in and out of camps all week. So I am in Whitewater on Wednesday, and I'll spend the majority of my day there with the players. We're having some patients come and spend some time on the field and share their stories. And then I will be in Oshkosh throughout the week. The majority of my time will be spent there on Thursday because we're bringing patients there to spend some time with our players. So I'll be in and out, and then Friday with our banquet, we have a patient family coming to share their story. We're going to be celebrating all of our players that night with an emphasis on our major fundraisers, the players who really hit it out of the park. We want to celebrate them. So it's going to be a great week, all culminating to the big game day on Saturday.
Hey, Sarah, so you said you work with the foundation, so I assume that you talk to people all the time of all different ages and backgrounds who are giving back to Children's Hospital. But then what is your reaction when you see, and again, as you admitted, you don't know a ton about football, but you see kids who are legitimately the best football players in the state who have dedicated their lives to football, and all of a sudden it's these kids, you know, who probably get stereotyped the exact opposite way, that they don't care about anything other than themselves, that you see these kids, the ones raising thousands of dollars.
It is so, I mean, we are so honored and humbled that they do such incredible work for us. I mean, it's an honor for them, you know, period, to be selected to play in this game. That is, you know,
yeah, absolutely,
one of the major focuses. But also, I mean, we are honored that they are doing such great work fundraising. Like I said before, there is a minimum that we ask for them to fundraise, and so many of the players just go, you know, triple, quadruple that amount, and we are really blessed. And I'll tell you, the partnership between the WFCA and Children's Hospital, it's kind of a perfect partnership in that, you know, the WFCA All-Star Game pulls players from throughout the whole state of Wisconsin, and Children's Hospital has presence throughout the, you know, the entire state of Wisconsin. Beyond the two hospitals in Milwaukee and Neenah, there are 70 specialty clinics statewide. We have community services throughout the state, which really includes our, you know, treatment foster care, adoption services, child advocacy centers, child abuse prevention centers. So the partnership is sort of this, it's a sweet, perfect partnership in that players from all over the state and their families come together, and we treat children throughout the state. So,
hey, Sarah, the money stays here in the state of Wisconsin, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It goes nowhere. It stays in the state of Wisconsin to treat Wisconsin kids through Children's Hospital.
Yeah, I think that's important that we let people know that. And again, I'm on the page where you can donate, and big bold letters says your donation saves lives. And understand that's exactly what we're trying to do here. There's still a chance to get involved right up until game time, and we're chasing a number that we're really close. And if you can help us out, if you're feeling led to help us out, chw.org/WFCA, get a chance to donate online. Sarah, well done. You know, Coach Swiddle said, look, for her first year being involved in this, she's doing a great job. And keep it.
Sweet. He has to be.
No, I don't have to.
He doesn't
say
have
that.
To be. He's never sweet to me.
But that's heartfelt, Sarah. You've done a wonderful job. You've been great to work with, and thank you for all you've done for this event.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for letting me share a little bit about our partnership today. We're so, so, so excited for this week.
Sarah, will you come back next year?
Gosh. Yes, as long as we don't have to talk about football.
Sarah, we should have you come in studio and we can talk a little bit about, you know, what kind of defense or offense these teams should be running in an All-Star
game. I think
she can
be a celebrity coach. Get her as one of the coaches next year.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I was putting together some of the rosters and I had to Google we're not going to go into details. I'm going to make a fool of myself, but Sarah, a lot.
K is for kicker, QB is for quarterback. I can help you with that stuff, Sarah.
Perfect.
Sarah Montanati,
thank
you so much again, special events manager for Children's Hospital. Sarah, take a breath and have a great week because it's going to be a really good week for you.
I can't wait.
You bet.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks.
You guys, let's get to a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to have J.P. Cadoran continue to join us. I got to tell you, J.P., doing a little research with you coming in.
Oh, boy.
And you know what? And I just had it here. I read an article that was written on you in 2003. And something jumped out at me, the article, and I'll get it before we get to a break. But it says this. A lot of people think I'm crazy, but my favorite events are high school events. Mm-hmm. And I really, to me, it's not even close. You talked about with high school events, you get kids who care, stories that probably aren't seen anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I've always been a fan. You and I are friends.
Mm-hmm.
But reading that, it didn't surprise me at all because of the passion that you have. And we'll talk to you about that passion on the other side of the break. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes, a fundraising and leadership development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show. We are presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, past president, WFCA Hall of Fame member, former head coach of the Brookfield East Spartans.
We're running out of time.
Tom Swiddle, coach, always good to have you here, man. I'm telling
you. Great to be here.
Special in-studio guest. And like I said last segment, I'm a big fan of his work. Does a great job. Has a ton of passion for what he does, and that always catches my attention. He is a reporter at Time Warner Cable. He's a reporter, producer, editor, Sports 32. He wears a lot of hats. And the best hat he wears is he's a father of a year-and-a-half-year-old son named Luca.
Little Luca.
Man, we were on the sidelines of a high school football game. I said, how you doing? You said, man, I got some big news. I said, what's going on? You said, we're expecting our first child.
Uh-huh.
And the smile, I couldn't wipe the smile your face away. It's
here's
awesome.
One of the best smiles I had was the night he was born was a level 4 game. Wanakee, I forgot who they're playing, but it was at Kettle Moraine. So this is, you know, it was November 14th that I got the call. One of the absolute coldest environments I'd ever been in high school football. And I got the call in the first quarter, and I was like,
gotta
see
go.
Ya.
Bye-bye now.
I'm out of here. I took off both layers of gloves, and I sprinted to that car. And a couple hours later, I was a dad.
Luca, so. Well done.
Luca.
Time it. If it could have been even half hour earlier, you wouldn't have had to put it.
Oh, would have been great.
Man, that's awesome. What is
Waukesha
your...
West. That's who it was. Wanakee Waukesha West, 2014.
Look at this. What is your wife's name?
Marissa.
Marissa, that perfect timing.
Uh-huh.
My dear, perfect timing.
Well done.
Hey, before we talk about the All-Star game, let's talk a little bit about what you do and how long you've been doing it. June of 2008.
You've
been there a long time. When you started there, did you think that you'd...
No.
You didn't.
Whatever you finished that sentence with, no. Because I was 22 years old coming out of college. That was the first job I ever had. I'm from here. Went to
Arrowhead?
The University of Arrowhead.
Yeah, there you go.
I went to the U. Went to Arrowhead, went 4 years at University of Iowa, moved right back. And I'd interned with Time Warner while I was in school. And for some unknown reason, they decided to give me a job out of college. And it was just kind of, I don't want to say it was random, but it was very unscripted in terms of we're going to hire you and we'll figure out what to do with you next. Because, I mean, this is not bragging because I wasn't good at them, but I could report, I could shoot my own stuff, I could host, direct, edit, you know, I could do anything. So they had the chance to mold me into whatever they wanted. And
yeah, JP, you know, we get a lot of student athletes listening to the show.
Yeah.
And how important what you just said is that,
huge.
You know what, you gave them, you said, look, I can do all these things. And they said, we're going to hire you and we'll figure it out.
Oh, 1,000%.
You were an intern there. Yep. And they obviously, you took that seriously.
Yep.
Did your job well. Our producer here was an intern here. Yep. And you know what? He figured all this stuff out, and he's getting a lot of hours now. If he wasn't playing college football at Carroll, he'd get more hours.
Yeah.
And but he, you know, that's such a big part that you walk in saying, "Look, I'm ready to go."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially the journalism industry. I mean, you can't. You know, the days are gone when you could just be a reporter, or just be an anchor, or just be anything. I mean, you have to do it all. And I was lucky enough to have some mentors in college that told me that, so I came out prepared. And now this will be my 9th high school football season in this area, and we've kind of carved it out into I'm a reporter and I host a show. We've hosted, I think, 412 weekly episodes.
Wow.
So 412 weeks of
you guys can go into syndication.
It's a bit scary, just as long as it's not the first couple of years. Those episodes need to be destroyed.
Trust me. If you went back and listened to the first couple of shows me doing this high school stuff, man, you would laugh. It was brutal.
Yeah.
It was brutal. But you know what? You get into this, and it gets in your blood a little bit. Mm-hmm. And again, when I read that quote, Lake Country Now, April 2013, a lot of people think I'm crazy, but my favorite events are high school events. And really, to me, it's not even close. That's the same with me. Mm-hmm. If I get a chance to go to a good high school football game or to a Packer game, I'm going to go to the high school football game because it just means so much to those kids.
That's the thing. So it's, you know, I don't know. I tell people that a lot because people think I'm really cool. So they like asking what I do and you know, all the things I get to do. And I am unbelievably fortunate. You know, we talked off the air. I'll be going to probably 9 Packers road games. I'll see, you know, 9 different cities. That's incredible. But for me, like I'm one of 30 reporters in that locker room. None of the players want to talk to me. They all want to get out. They don't. I mean, they hate everything about that. Meanwhile, I'll go to New Berlin Eisenhower, New Berlin West on homecoming. That whichever team wins, that's the best day of their life.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
They just beat their rival on homecoming. You get to talk to them. You see a Gatorade shower on a coach. And, you know, maybe I'm the only guy there. Maybe there's only one or two guys there. So you get to tell a story that people want to tell. They want to have that story told. And you get to be the one to do it.
You know, the Thursday Night Lights for my 24 that I do, the sideline reporting for, we open up this year, and it's Arrowhead at Homestead.
Mm-hmm.
There's 74 storylines there. I mean, there's storylines everywhere that I'm not going to have to do a lot of prep for that one, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
It's a month away, six weeks away, and I'm excited about it already.
Well,
they haven't even broke camp yet.
Yeah. And from a coach's perspective, just talking about this kind of thing, you know, I always had my parent meeting in May, and when we knew we were going to be on Thursday Night Lights, I would announce it at our parent meeting with the kids and parents, and they would all cheer. It's like a big deal to be on Thursday Night Lights. And just to see when you show up at the field and the production trucks and all the lighting and everything, you know, it just has a big-time feel for the kids, and they love it.
What's nice is, you know, we go on Thursday. You guys go on Friday.
Yep. Two games, too.
Yeah, and good games.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit where you're sitting now for my Friday night show, and I watch you guys up here because, you know what? So I normally will check to see where you guys are at. I don't have to put a reporter there because I've got it right here. And, man, there's so many good high school football games. We're not stepping on each other because we're doing Thursday.
Oh, no, not at all.
You guys
announce your schedule early because, you identify what you want. We're trying to announce them a little later to kind of feel out the season a bit. But we're getting a game in Milwaukee. We always get a game in Green Bay as well because we're in the Green Bay and Appleton market. But almost always that game will be on our alternate channel. So if it's something like Kimberly Appleton North, unbelievable game in the North. But if there's some people who used to live in Kimberly, you know, now they live in here, they get to watch that game too. You know, and then like you're talking about watching the game here in studio, we're trying to roll through some scores, you know, get some Twitter hashtag going.
Yep.
So we're trying to roll through scores on the bottom line too. So yeah, I mean, we think we do good work, and
man,
it's evolved. And
I'll tell you, that scoreboard show for me
I love it.
I'm not kidding. Every week. It's been going on for years.
Yeah.
I think Sparky thought this was a good idea to have me host it. I got 22 guys at 22 different games.
Yeah.
But 9 o'clock hour, I don't even know who I'm talking to anymore. Mm-hmm. And Coach Davies, you know, he's a phenomenal guy, and he's there, and he knows everybody. But that 9:15 hour, you know, he's a little mm-hmm. bit like, all right, who do we have here? Because it's so fast.
Crazy, and when it all ends at once, too.
JP, when we started it, we had four guys.
Jeez.
So I would talk to these guys, we'd call them and they'd say, there's no change. It doesn't matter. What are the cheerleaders doing?
And
how's the popcorn?
Yeah.
How's the hot dogs?
And so I'm 99% of the time, I'm at my own game on Friday night trying to get some highlights while, you know, so I'm at a game and then we have our broadcast going. But, you know, almost every single time, I'll turn you guys on right after because I want to listen to what else happened while I was
sure.
at a game. My favorite part is that you guys are just like me. All of a sudden, you're hearing a score for the first time. Like, whoa.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa, Whitnell did what? Wait, what happened to Cederberg?
I know.
I love that. It's, just because you're, I mean,
it's and it's
you're following along.
Following along. And then you have the coaches on.
Yeah.
And, you know, you try to keep it short because they want to get on the bus or get in the locker room. But you do want to ask them a couple
yeah.
of questions anyway. And everybody, but Bill Young doesn't. A lot of times he won't come on a whole lot, but every once in a while he'll come on. And you get such good, raw, mm-hmm. pure joy from these guys. I mean, it's in time you've come on
yeah.
after a big win, and it's, you know, it is as pure as it gets.
Yep.
You go to that next level or even the two levels up, coaches are always so guarded. These guys on the sidelines, before they get on the bus to go back to their place, it's pure, man, and I love it. Hey, let's get to a break. Other side of the break,
yep.
let's get back to the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And your feelings on being involved in it and what your week is like and when you head up there and stuff mm-hmm. like that. We were talking with J.P. Cadoran. He is in studio with Time Warner Cable Sports. If you don't know his stuff, you need to. He's really good at what he does. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save WFCA show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host Tom Swiddle. Not going through every...
No.
Ingrid's husband.
You know him. Put it this way. You
Ingrid's husband. That's all we need to know. And our special in-studio guest, J.P. Cadoran.
Yes, sir.
J.P., we're talking about the All-Star game, and I know that from what we have talked about, you know, off the air, that this All-Star game, again, for you is more than just a football game
yep.
as well. Did you know that going in 5 years ago?
Oh, God, no. Oh, no, not even close. We've done this. I think this is our fifth year. Of having the partnership and broadcasting the games live, and all of a sudden they asked me to do some sideline reporting for it. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go pretend I know what I'm doing. But you know, I've known some of these players just from covering them, so I just thought it was maybe, you know, talk to one or two guys and that's it. But the best part about this All-Star game is that the producers have given me free rein and the coaches to talk to guys literally whenever we want. You know, we try and be okay about it. If it's an offensive guy, get them during a defensive series, obviously. But we'll rifle through maybe 10 to 12 to 15 players per game. And just the way that they talk about it has been shaped so differently than what I thought it was. Because, again, you think it's just a football game, and then all of a sudden you realize that this kid from, I don't know, Columbus Catholic, or this kid from Ithaca, or this kid from, I don't know, Valley Christian, we'll even say.
Sure.
Turns out he raised $8,000 for kids he doesn't know. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I could talk. I swear, I could talk for hours about this game because these kids are just phenomenal.
And I can tell you, JP is working as hard at that game as any player is, because he's run over me a couple of times on the sideline as he hustles to get the uh-huh. player who just scored a touchdown, and he's got to run to the
and
other side of the field.
He's carrying his equipment and the
yeah.
whole bit.
Well, how cool is that? You know, it's your final high school event ever. You know, there's basketball games, there's baseball games that we do for high schoolers as well, but this one is the last one. So this is the last time they're ever going to play high school anything. For some of them, it's the last time they're playing football, period. And then you score a touchdown. There's the monitor at Titan Stadium. You know, you got to talk to those kids. You know, they're on top of the world.
You know, how can we get coaches to let me do that on Thursday nights?
Right?
Just talk to individual players. Well,
might be a little more at stake.
Yeah,
maybe just a little.
Coach, can you imagine me trying to talk to your quarterback? You know, yeah. Between plays. Hey, what were you thinking on that?
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah, you would say, McGivern, get out of here. You'll never be back. JP, do you head up Saturday morning then?
Yeah, we'll do Saturday morning. In the past, I've gone to some camps. To do some features and stuff. I remember distinctly there's one year, or it was the year of Jeff Budzine from Arrowhead and Shelby Harris from Homestead. I remember going to Whitewater for that one. And I think I got up for somebody else's camp as well. So, no, I'll go Saturday. We're doing the small school and large school. We're not doing the 8-man this year, maybe next year. But it's fun, man.
They're going to force you. You're going to have to.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's getting bigger.
It's good football.
8-man, it's getting bigger.
We try, but it comes down to satellite time.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's another cool thing about it. Again, sorry, I could talk about this for hours. But the other cool thing is that there's such a thirst for this around the state that it's not just Time Warner that broadcasts it. We send it to Madison. We send it to La Crosse in the past. We've sent it to Eau Claire in the past. Everybody wants to see this. And not the least of which is because the local TV affiliates, they want to get highlights and interviews that they can run in that night's sportscast. Dude.
Sure. Well, it is an event that has grown really big over the years.
Yeah.
And the tie-in with Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, I think, again, is the perfect tie-in for this. I talked about it early, but I want to go back to it. If you're feeling led to donate to this event, we're really close to a number. We want to hit that number, chw.org/WFCA. So Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, chw.org/WFCA. There's a donate button right there. You can also go and look at individual players if you want to donate to those guys. You can do that as well. But if you want, help us out. Let us get to that number. Help us get to that number. If you want to go up to the games next Saturday, 10, 2, and 6, you game day, during the game itself, you got your coaches doing the coaching, right? How much do you get involved with play-to-play type coaching?
I'm always involved. That's just my nature.
Yeah, it's your nature.
I'm going to be the game manager more than anything. Ben Chosik's my offensive coordinator. Andy Kolstad's my defensive coordinator. We've met many, many times. We're going to implement our game plan during the week now, and we'll be ready to go Saturday.
You want to talk about that game plan on the air? You're going to spread it out and throw it all over the place? Or?
Well, we're going to do a little bit of that, a little bit of this,
Nice.
You know, JP, you see some unbelievable players while you're up there.
Yeah.
And there's great stories. I thought coming in today's show, Tom, that I have all the rosters, that we're going to talk about individual players. And as the show started to progress, the importance of the game is Children's Hospital.
Yep. Right.
And that's the
Absolutely.
Important. It's the important, to have these kids play at a high level against great players, their last high school game. But when you shake that all out, the importance of raising money for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, the money stays here in the state, I think is the way the show went, and I'm happy about that. But if we had another hour, we could go through some unbelievable high school football players that are on these rosters.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well, again,
it's
going
to be a great
game. You talk
about
the memories. I mean, why don't you ask Joe Schobert what kind of memories he has?
Unbelievable.
I think that was probably our first year of doing it. All of a sudden, this kid, this walk-on at North Dakota, comes in, has the game of his life. A couple weeks later, he's in Wisconsin playing for the Badgers and turns out to be an All-American.
And now, first-round pick.
He's doing pretty well.
Not bad. Does he remember the good things you and I have said about him?
Probably not.
That signing bonus, I haven't seen a percentage of that signing
either.
Bonus.
But there's so many moments.
Broadway Joe.
There's so many moments on the field, off the field. I remember last year, there was a guy from Catholic Memorial, Sam Gromacki. He was chosen for the All-Star game, and his friend was Mike Worcester, who also went to Catholic Memorial. Mike couldn't play because he had just enlisted in the Marines. And because of that, Sam wore number 34 in Mike's honor. Paints his hair red, white, and blue. Gave one of the best interviews I've ever had. I mean, these kids, again, it's what I asked Sarah about. These kids are the best football players in the state, but you can't convince me that they're not some of the best kids that we have in all of high school, period.
Yeah, it makes it, it gives you hope, doesn't it?
It's
it gives
incredible.
You hope for what's coming down in the future and for when guys are going to take over for us. Me much sooner than you, but, hey. Don't laugh that hard. No, I'm just kidding. I know that. There are some really, really quality student athletes out there that understand the importance of this. Coach, safe travels. You're
Thank
heading
you.
Out of here going to Whitewater. You won't see Ingrid now for a while.
No, I won't, but we'll be in constant contact via texting.
Yeah,
she texted me four times during this show.
Hey, you know what? If she needs anything, I don't live far. Okay. Just hey, unless it's painting the house or something, I'm not doing any of that stuff. JP, it's always good to see you.
Love it.
We'll be on the sidelines, I'm sure, quite a bit together.
I'll be there.
Yeah, you know, in basketball, come on over, see the boys at Martin Luther.
Oh, hey, I got you this past
yes,
winter,
you did.
Right?
Yeah, and you know what? We won 9 games, and Pete, some kids in the school thought we won the national championship.
Beautiful.
There's still some ways to go.
Well
over
done.
There,
there's nothing to take from that. Well done.
We will get it done. Hey, last time I promised chw.org/WFCA. All information, ticket information, stadium directions, hotel information, game times, all of that. If you need it, if you're going to stay home and watch it, there's no better place than Time Warner Sports 32
yes, sir.
To watch it. JP will be hustling, man.
I'll be sprinting.
Thank goodness he is in good shape.
Can we just put both teams on one sideline this year so I don't have to run back and forth?
The fun part about watching is you sweating at the end. It's going to be a warm one. Yeah, Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet, JP. It's always good.
This was fun. Thanks, man.
Yeah, have a great day and safe travels to you guys. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.